motion that we go ahead with Tyrell's suggestion and plan moving forward of discontinuing the insurance for those of whom who are not current.
Do I have a second?
Ms. Brandy, I second that and also add that is not up to date and has not made a payment arrangement with the agency. Because if somebody's making arrangements, I think that then that's different than if they're not doing anything.
Yeah, correct. Okay. All in favor? Aye.
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 And opposed, say no. Any abstentions? Motion carries.
Okay. Did someone just join the call?
Yeah, Adam just came back on. I was off the call for a few minutes.
Okay. What, did someone join the call prior to Adam?
Nick Fahenza.
Okay, good. Okay. Anyone else? Any committee member? Okay. Yep. All right. So we're moving along. Next topic of discussion, Greenwich Point Concession and Island Beach. So here's two seasonal locations that have been brought to our program's attention for first right of refusal. I believe in the past, these have been locations in which the committee has, you know, weighed in on a determination. Obviously, factoring the fact that we're seeing opportunities become cut, well, or essentially we're losing opportunities for no fault other than COVID, I didn't want to look at this Greenwich opportunity lightly. I wanted to, and it's my goal to look at any opportunity moving forward with seriousness, because I think the reality is our program is going to make a transition where we're probably going to be more successful in locations with public population than we are with isolated populations. So essentially what I'm saying is state government buildings and federal buildings, anyone that has just this revolving door of stagnant employees who are or that's their base location, it's going to be difficult for us to resume in any capacity larger than a micro market moving forward. So when we get these notifications about these seasonal locations, they definitely make my ears perk, and this was one of them that had my ears perked. So myself, Field Rep Dave Walsh, Tracy, and we did have an operator of interest who is local in the area, went to go visit both concession opportunities. So this is two separate opportunities that were presented. So we will start with Greenwich Point Concession. I did send the committee over yesterday Dave's site survey, so I hope everyone had a chance to take a look at it. But I'm going to just kind of briefly go over some points and then hope that we can make a determination for both. Well, we will need to, unfortunately, we will need to, because I have to notify the town of Greenwich immediately. So, with the Greenwich Point Concession, this is a location in which really drew my attention. This is a large location. It has two concessions. It's a beach location. It has two separate concessions on opposite ends of the beach, very similar to Hammond Athens setup. And I believe roughly there's a population of people that go through that beach yearly, somewhere roughly about 350 to 400,000 people a year. So Hammond Acid has been noted to have roughly 1 million people during a summer season or during the season. So this is half of that, but still that's a good amount of people. In speaking with the gentleman in charge down there, this is a unique situation, and let me back up. This is a situation where I and maybe someone could correct me, but historically we've never paid any type of license fee to operate. This location requires a license fee. Prior to this year, they were asking for essentially $70,000 up to $90,000 a season for a license fee. And a license fee is essentially the allowance to operate the concessions. It does not include anything. It does not include services like the gas, the electricity. It doesn't even include equipment. And so, you know, when I first heard that, I quickly scrambled through the federal regulations. We don't pay fees. We don't pay fees. But that's not to be true. Federal regulations do not state we don't pay fees. It gives us first right opportunity. Our state regulations, in fact, does state we pay license fees. Now, let's be clear here. License fees in which our state regulations state aren't, I don't think, exactly have the meaning or the interpretation to mean that we pay basically a lease, right? So, because essentially that's what this license fee is coming to us as, more or less a lease, a rental fee, or however you want to call it. But our state regulations do state we pay license fees. Okay. I did reach out to Terry Smith and asked him and inquired about this and asked if any other state has paid fees. He said typically they haven't, but he did say that, you know, the federal regulations don't work in our favor to say that we can't. So with that being said, we can't. Okay, we can't. So this year, speaking with Greenwich, in fact, just yesterday evening, I was waiting on the license fee amounts. It was actually because speaking with him, he didn't have the fees. They were working on it. But they are of the mindset that they are really advocating for us to take this location. So much so that yesterday when he called, he stated that their proposal to us, to our program, would be $40,000 for the first year. Should our program not take this opportunity, they will most likely go out to the public on RFP with a start of $72,000 for anyone out in the public. So before I even go any further, I want to say this. People line up for these opportunities down at that beach. So that tells you that it's a profitable location. No one's taking on a $70,000 fee to make $10,000, right? I mean, so essentially, if there's applications at $70,000, then we know it's a viable location, right? So his proposal to us, or not proposal, but his offer to our program is a license fee of $40,000 for the first year, followed by an increase each year after, up to 5 years, of $5,000 in addition. So it's $40,000 if we took it this year, following year $45,000, following year $50,000, $55,000, $60,000, not to exceed $70,000. So, you know, again, this is something that we haven't done in the past, but doesn't mean that we can't do it going forward. So we have that. I will say,
I'm sorry, Carol, can I? Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt. Can I just ask really quick? The licensing fee is just an operation. Is that the health licensing fee as well? Like, is this the only fee that we would be required to pay for this location?
No. So this is literally $40,000 to have the keys put over to you. Look at it that way.
This is to the town of Greenwich, not to, like, the state or to the health department or anything like that.
Correct. So, okay. You know, yeah, so this is a town opportunity, right? So, I'm gonna go over these points, and then I'm just going to kind of give you guys how, sitting in my seat, the concerns that I have with the pluses and the minuses, and then, you know, you guys are going to have to, we're going to have to just think about this. So it's $40,000, $5,000 increments up to, not to exceed $70,000, I guess, in a five-year period, okay? You know, I was of the mindset that if we pay the fee, you know, I don't want the program to think that we will be paying fees going forward for any opportunity that requires us to pay fees. It will always have to be contingent on our budget, first and foremost. So this cannot be looked at as, if you do it for one person, you got to do it for everyone. We can't look at it that way. We got to look at it as, at this time, we were able to do this. or you know, if we're able to go forward with it. I am concerned.
Adam Fairbanks. I walk down at that beach every Tuesday and Thursday. I live right next to the Greenwich Beach there.
Okay, perfect. Thank
you. The Todd's Point Beach.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to add that in. I'm sorry for interrupting, Tyrell.
Yep, no problem. Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
So here's the thing. Is that I'll tell you at the end. Okay, so that's the fees. And should we proceed, I will have to get RSA approval to expend any dollar amount over $10,000. So I just want to let you all know that as well. Not that we can't make a determination, but I will still have to go to RSA for final approval for the expenses. There is existing equipment in the operation now. That equipment has been offered to be sold to us should we decide to go forward with this opportunity by the existing concessionaire. The existing concessionaire has operated for a few years, has been pleased with the profitability, has stated that this is a location that can make easy well over $100,000 per season. With that, he has offered to sell us the equipment to really make this a turnkey operation. I believe he asked for somewhere around $16,000-$17,000 for all equipment in both locations, essentially allowing for this to be a turnkey operation. Because if we didn't purchase the equipment, then we would have to get equipment in there, prior to the start of the season. So, in my world of thought, I would say that it would be a benefit to purchase the equipment, in which is allowable. We can purchase used equipment, and it was fairly new. He had just purchased it 2 years ago.
What's the viability on the equipment, or that hasn't been looked at so far? The serviceable type of thing.
Explain. What do you mean?
Yeah, he bought it 2 years ago. Was it kept in good condition, working order?
Yeah. No, the equipment is definitely good. I was down there. Equipment looks fairly new. All of the equipment. Looks fairly new. So that's why it was appealing to me to say, you know what, if I don't have to move equipment around, and let me be clear, the space is small. Both cafeterias or concessions are small. So, it would be ideal to utilize the existing equipment because, yeah, we have equipment in which we're currently, putting on surplus, but some of the equipment that we have, I honestly think would be too large for the space, and we can find a lot of hiccups, and then, you paying a company to move the equipment, you paying commercial to install the equipment, before you know it, you might have saved yourself $4,000, but you tacked on a lot more headache than what was necessary. So I'm in favor, personally, of purchasing the equipment, and I would probably work on trying to get that cost down lower than that should we move forward with it. So with that, you have the equipment that would need to be purchased, and then the service fees are the agency's responsibility, the gas, electric, etc. Nothing is included with the $40,000. It's just the handover of the keys. The seasonal operation period is between April and September. So it's different from the state beaches. It's essentially starting a bit sooner, maybe ending a little bit earlier, slightly, because I think we typically end in October. But that's, yeah. So it's April through September. But the difference is the town allows for you to extend your operational period if you want, because the gentleman that we just met with earlier this month, he was still in operation, and he told me that last year he operated all year round. He just went to the town and asked for an extension to his license, and he got it. So there's a lot more flexibility working under the town agreement than a state agreement. So that's a plus and minus. The hours of operation would be somewhere roughly around 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week. There would be roughly about 6 to 8 operators, employees required. I would say 3 in each location, and you probably would want a floater just in case to maybe seven. My concern, my primary concern, oh, and let me add this. I know in this agreement or in the information I forwarded you all yesterday, Dave's summary, we stated that at this time the operator did not, that the operator of interest did not qualify. Well, I have to make an adjustment, an amendment to that, because the operator now does. And what it was essentially, in order to apply for this opportunity, you had one of the requirements, and there's several others, but one of the requirements were you had to forward over your ServSafe certification. This operator has taken the ServSafe this morning and passed, so therefore now makes them eligible to operate this location. So I do want to be clear and acknowledge that.
Tyrell, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I want to interject something before I forget. You mentioned the $40,000 and the $5,000 increase incrementally every year after that. After the 5 years, does it go back down, or you, I guess if it works out, we'll just cross that bridge when we get to it?
I have to pause you there. Who's speaking?
This is Shelley. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So, no, it wouldn't go down. I think, you know, Greenwich's point of allowing us to start at a much lower fee is with the mindset that there's startup costs, right? So essentially, knowing that we would have to outfit the location, and I also expressed some concerns to him. I think he took all of those into a factor, and so that's why he's basically allowing us to start slowly. You know, the key piece here is the agreement will be either a 1 or 2 year base agreement. So what that means essentially is that we can just be responsible for operating for 1 year and then say, okay, this was a lucrative opportunity, and we'd like to, you know, proceed with the allowance of the extension that I'm sure there'll be in the clause in the MOU that will allow for that. Or it's not going to be just a 5 year. We're looking at definitely a $250,000 layout guaranteed because we signed at the dotted line. That's not the case. This will either be a 1 or 2 year base agreement. And the company seems to be pretty flexible as to the allowance of the MOU terms and agreement. So I probably, to protect our program and our finances, would strongly suggest, should the committee agree to move forward, that we probably start off with a 1 year base, just to protect ourselves forward. Some concerns that I have, and there's not many, I gotta be honest with you. I think the number one concern I have is the location. It's the fact that it is in Greenwich, and, you know, I don't like to play the what if games, and, you know, because essentially anything can happen. We know that. But I think what scares me just a bit is that if for any reason, because we're overseeing two concession spaces, for any reason, any prime person, any prime staff member calls out, or the not so much calls out, but quits abruptly, or even the manager has some issue in which they cannot be there, you know, more than just 1 day, to ask a field rep to drive to Greenwich 2 hours plus a day while we figure out whatever concerns or issues we have is unrealistic. I can just flat out say it, that, you know, the field rep whom would be overseeing this location, you know, kind of feels the same way. It's unrealistic to think someone's going to drop 5 hours a day covering any capacity necessary to keep things afloat. So that's really my only true concern. I would say that when we talk about these licensees, I think that if going forward, should we look to go for any town facility, I think that it should be partial responsibility of an operator to pay some portion of the license fee. Our state regulations do state under license fee, if an operator makes more than $20,000, they are technically responsible for the license fees. Again, I'm being realistic here. I understand that we weren't thinking of a $40,000 fee to be placed on an operator. However, I do believe we need to put some sort of scaling percentage responsibility on an operator, because if we take this Greenwich opportunity, this town opportunity, I think we must be prepared that anything that comes to us forward, that's a town opportunity that we may see, they're either going to get the memo that best be paid and require us to pay, or there may not be a memo, and it just may be the way that towns are set up to not to assume that our... Brandy, mute your phone, Brandy. Not to assume that we get any free allowance with our first right of opportunity. We don't know where we're headed in the future, and fees could now certainly be of the norm. And if that is the norm, then to fully exhaust our budget, I think it's the responsibility that that operators share a portion of any license fee should we make a determination that there's viability. So, for example, in this case here, if this fee is $40,000, I would probably suggest that the operator pay $20,000. This year. Next year, pay $25,000. Then the following, again, as we move up in increment, the operator's financial responsibility moves up on increment. And it does two things. One, it acknowledges that is a viable location, so much so that the operator does not mind paying the fee. In addition, it doesn't quickly withdraw our funds out of our programmatic responsibility. Because, again, who knows, in 2 years we could have 8 or 10 seasonal locations, and if they all have fees, the agency's not going to, I don't believe, my projection is that we may not be able to, you know, pay all the fees for all locations going forward. So I think we need to establish some sort of agreement that, yeah, you know, if this is the way and we take these facilities, the operator has to understand there's going to be some sort of scaling percentage of responsibility to kind of protect the budget of the program. Because we are still essentially picking up all of the service fees. We would be picking up the gas, the electric, and so forth. So there's still a continuation of fees along with, like I said, outfitting the location with equipment and laying out the initial inventory, most likely, for the start. So I think I've pretty much exhausted all the facts surrounding this. So I do want to just let you all know the operator is in good standing and to take on this operation. Should the committee agree with moving forward with this, and even with the committee's agreement, we still have an application process. I want to add this one more piece. We have an application process which will be reviewed by the town of Greenwich. So, I mean, essentially, they are the last determination. They can find something that we lack in an area and you know, essentially say, no, we don't want you. And, you know, if we don't have a viable contest to it, then it is what it is. But I think what I'm looking for today is a determination: would the committee like to see us, A, proceed with this opportunity or not? And then once we dive in on this location, we'll have to talk about Island Beach following the determination off of Greenwich Point.
Tyrell, this is Shelly again.
Mm-hmm.
The contribution that the operator has to make, will that be paid in up front or incrementally? What are you looking at for that?
Yeah, so I think, you know, my thoughts are we would... And let me be clear, this is everybody's agreement is going to be subject to the location, okay? So it's not going to be, whatever we determine is not going to be set across the board. So for in this case, you know, like I stated, 40,000 is the license fee. I would propose that the operator, you know, pay $20,000, because essentially all the facts surrounding this location states that this is a very lucrative opportunity. So this is just to, you know, kind of help both sides, you know what I mean? But to answer your question, no, I would not expect any operator to front their portion of any fee associated or required to be paid or agreed upon to be paid by our agency. So if it's $20,000, then essentially the operator at some point will have to, they can make the $20,000 payment within calendar year. You know, if they say, Tyrell, I want to do it every quarter, or, you know, I'll pay it all, and whatever the case may be. It's the same way that Greenwich is asking for the payments based off their contract. They're not asking, I don't believe. It appeared that they're asking for their fees incrementally as well. So, but if they should need the fee up front, we have the capacity. Here's the reality with me, and I think I've been pretty clear all along. If we have the money to provide opportunity, I have no opposition of doing that. Okay? If we have the money, I have no opposition, because obviously the dollars that are received for this program are to provide opportunity to you all in the capacity in which we're able to do. And so in this case here, you know, I stated we have $1.7 million in the account. It's probably the highest in the past few years. So I think financially we're able to do it. I do have reservations. I stated those. Those are just because of the location and, you know, the concerns of making sure that we fulfill our responsibility in a manner that will be respected, and, you know, essentially the eyes on this new location wouldn't be as aggressive as it is in other locations only because of the location. However, it is a field rep job to an operator to succeed. I've made that clear. I state that. That's the purpose of a field rep, right? So essentially, if we're saying that this location is to open in April, you got 5 months, and let's figure it out. With 5 months to get ourselves in a position to provide what we think is the best opportunity for the operator and the location and the population into whom we serve. You know, that's where we stand, and that's the only way we're going to grow our program, is by making a good name and everybody doing what they're supposed to, and everybody being responsible, and communication is to occur on all fronts. That's how we move the program. So that's all I have, but definitely can answer any questions.
Tyrell, it's Keith with a question and a comment.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I signed in at 1:38, but I couldn't chime in to tell you I did so. And I was coming down an elevator. I missed a portion of what you said, and you said it's a 2-year contract, and you began to say something about 1 year. Now, were you saying you can't just take it for 1 year? We'd have to fulfill two? Was it something along that line?
Yeah, no. So I had a conversation with the town manager yesterday. He's very, very nice, and I can't stress the fact that he personally is really rooting for our program to take over the seasonal location. So in the, basically what he relayed to me yesterday, and I think it's kind of in the contract, the previous contract, is that there's a base contract period. It's either 1 or 2 years, and I think that can be determined on our end. So if we went for this location, essentially, let's say you guys said, you know what, let's go for it. Say, okay, the committee is in agreement with, you know, proceeding with the opportunity.
I'm sorry, Tyrell, can I have you pause for a moment? There's a lot of noise, so what you're saying isn't, we're not able to hear you.
Okay. Anyone that's on the call, that you can please mute your phone, please.
So essentially, we didn't get the entirety of that response.
Okay, so to answer Keith's question in regards to the period of the term agreement, I believe we can present to the town of Greenwich either a 1 or 2 year base contract proposal, essentially saying that, you know, because this is our first time operating this location and, you know, some of our reservations, we would like our base contract to read out to be, we will operate this location for 1 year with the option.